The Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette, with Charles Kuhlman, Palmolive's tenor, the Beauty Box Orchestra, directed by Al Goodman, and the Palmolive Chorus, presented every Wednesday by the makers of Palmolive, the beauty soap made with olive oil. Tonight, one of the greatest Broadway hits of all time, the musical comedy about a boy and a girl who swore they wouldn't fall in love, The Only Girl, with Jessica Dragonette.
My friends, and welcome to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, and to a half hour of sparkling comedy and Victor Herbert melodies. Charles Kuhlman will sing the role of Alan Kimbrough, a successful young playwright known to his friends as Kim, and I shall be Ruth Wilson, an aspiring composer. Our first scene is the living room of Kim's luxurious apartment. Kim has just returned from a month's vacation. His two best friends, Andrew McMurray and John Eyre, nicknamed Bunky and Fresh, welcome him back. They drink to the success of the new musical play Kim is writing.
Here is health, here is wealth, and a great success. May they say that my play is a hit, no less. Fill the glasses then, and once again a toast. My beloved friends, I greet you as your host. We have met to forget every care tonight. Not to think, but to drink, and be gay and right. All together then, but once again, here's home. With a merry moment flying by.
Oh, Kim, my lad, I have a feeling that this new show you're writing will be your biggest hit.
You remember how we celebrated my first one?
Do I?
Boys, the reason all three of us have gotten ahead is that we've never frittered away our time on women and matrimony.
Yes. By the way, Kim, who is the composer for this new show?
There isn't any. I had a fight with him.
You had a fight?
What? These musicians are an unreasonable lot.
Hold on. What's that?
Sounds as though it came from across the hall.
Keep still. I want to listen. That's a glorious melody. Saunders?
Yes, sir.
Who's that across the hall?
A young musician moved in with his sister while you were away, sir.
Well, look here, Saunders. Go over and tell him Alan Kimbrough wants to see him.
Yes, sir.
If that melody is original, this fellow might be the very composer I'm after.
I say, Kim, we'll slip out if you want to talk business.
No, stay right here. I'd like to have you hear him, too.
Good afternoon. Your butler said you wanted to see me.
Well,
good afternoon. My butler made a mistake. I wanted to talk to your brother.
My brother's gone out to give a music lesson, but he'll be back soon.
I'm most anxious to meet him. Oh, by the way,
Ruth Wilson.
Miss Wilson, these are two friends of mine, Mr. McMurray and Mr. Eyre.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How about your brother, Miss Wilson? I'm writing a musical play, and I need...
A composer?
Yes.
Oh, how fortunate.
That theme I heard you playing. Don't tell me it's not original.
Oh, it is. I'd love to sing it for you.
Fine, let's hear it.
It's called When You're Away. Though time may let us sometimes forget, until we've bought a star, the memories of a passionate love can ashes hold and die. For me, there still can be but you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can use both words in music if your brother is willing.
Oh, he'll be delighted.
I'll need some lighter music, too.
Oh, I have just the song. The kind that Sue Brett would sing. Gay and sparkling and full of fun. We could call it personality.
My people call that thing a label, exacting, and they pull this tiresome highbrow stuff. But the fact remains, it's all a bluff. We often get word of some actress unheard of, who in one short night becomes a rage and the idol of our stage. Let me say, if I may, it is that all that is me. Everything is personal appearance, with perseverance and proper breathwork, you may manage to find with that generous appearance who will assist you in many little ways. Real acting is all right, but on the quiet, why should I try it when I'm a riot, being just myself? Yeah, I will never get you any money. Funny, funny is your personality.
That was lovely.
Delightful. Now, I must have this music complete and in rehearsal in 2 months.
Well, when shall we begin?
We?
Oh, why, yes. I don't know exactly how you work, but I'm sure if I read the book and you gave me some of the lyrics, I could...
You could? You mean your brother could?
Oh, my brother doesn't write. He only plays.
Then you... That melody...
Yes, I wrote it. Oh, if you only knew how I've studied, how I've worked, and how I've dreamed of someday meeting Alan Kimbrough. Oh, I'm so happy I could cry.
And I could swear with disappointment.
Disappointment?
Yes, the whole thing's off. I couldn't possibly collaborate with a woman.
Oh, so you're a woman hater?
Not a hater, an avoider. You see these 2 men here? Well, we three have gotten ahead because we've stayed away from women.
Well,
so you see, I guess that explains everything.
Oh, I don't see that it explains anything. Really, Mr. Kimbrough, I think like a man.
It's impossible, Miss Wilson. I always fight with my composers. Now, you're a woman. I couldn't fight with you.
Oh, you certainly could, Mr. Kimbrough. It would be a pleasure.
No. And anyway, that isn't all. Sooner or later, sentiment would creep in. Love and all that sort of nonsense. You'd be exercising your charms on me. Why, a moment ago you were on the point of crying.
Mr. Kimbrough, I'm an artist. I'm in love with my music. It's not your lyrics. Oh, nor you that would excite me. Why, together we could write the biggest hit that Broadway has ever seen.
Oh, no, we couldn't. That's out definitely.
And just because you're afraid of girls. Well, I'll show you I'm no sissy. Goodbye.
Well, it's a good thing I got rid of her. No woman is going to put a foot in our charm circle.
Well, of course, she is peculiar. You wouldn't want to get mixed up with her, but...
No.
But there are women, you know, who... Well, what I mean is, Kim, didn't you ever feel you'd miss something in life?
Me?
Yes.
No. Saunders, more champagne.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, are you going to keep going on and on this way?
What way?
Well, with the champagne and all. That is, aren't you ever going to get married?
Married? Me?
Yeah.
Never. See, there's something bothering you, old boy. You're not yourself. Don't tell us your trouble.
Trouble? I haven't any trouble. I'm the happiest man alive.
What? You don't mean...
I found the only girl in the world.
You've done and gone.
Got engaged.
Well, I'll be hanged.
Oh, well, you haven't seen her.
This breaks up our trio. Bunky, you and I will have to stick it out together. And we'll hold on till the bitter end, won't we, Bunky?
Yeah, well, you see, I...
You're not going to get married too, are you?
No, not at all. I
should hope not.
Oh, I see, lad. I am married.
What? Saunders, the champagne.
Here you are, sir.
Well, here's to you boys who go down to matrimonial defeat with your banners flying. Who meet a fate that is worse than death with a smile on your lips.
I see the soldier lad, you're marching to war. Although he has no idea what it is for.
With victory still his motto, he fights because he's got to, when bugle sounds the call to arms. Here's to the land we love, boys, home of the brave and free. While our flag is proudly waving up above the void, we will never bow the neck or bend the knee. The girls that we left behind, the boys, faithful and true they stand. So then here's the hell forever to the land we love, and here's to the Lord, sweet Ireland.
Saunders, fill up the glasses again.
No, I'm sorry. I have to meet Bertie for dinner, and I'm late now.
Yes, sir. And I promised Fifi I'd be home in the dusk.
Oh. Well, I'll celebrate alone, then. I'll fiddle while Rome burns. Well, good night.
Good night.
Say, I've the germ of a great idea. Saunders, I'm going over to that girl's apartment.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's you, Miss Kimbrough. Come in.
Thank you. Miss Wilson, I want to buy your song outright.
You mean you want to buy it to fit it into another composer's score? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Kimbrough. I couldn't do that, not even for you.
As I expected. This is the unluckiest day of my life. I've lost my best friends, and now tomorrow I shall have to break my operetta contract. All because of women.
Listen, Mr. Kimbrough, I understand how you feel about women. I feel exactly the same way about men.
Wait. I've the germ of a great idea. It would seem that all we have against each other is that we're of opposite sexes.
That seems to be enough.
But that may work to our advantage. Modern scientists will tell you mind is sexless.
Well?
Turn a trick on Mother Nature. Eliminate this sex attraction and become like two machines tuned up for speed and safety. I'll turn out the words, you turn out the music.
Two machines?
Yes. I'll call you Wilson and you call me Kimbrough. How does it strike you, Wilson?
Perfect, Kimbrough. You can swear and fight to your heart's content.
Agreed. You'll never cry or faint.
Or wink or scrimp. I'll be a perfect automaton.
It's a wonderful scheme. And so to work, Wilson.
We both have hit on a wonderful scheme.
We realize my monstrous dream. I know I'm a composer.
We both hate things sentimental.
We are two machines,
just two machines and nothing more. I'll write the book.
I'll write the book.
Quite agreed. It's fortunate indeed that we are both so sensible. In fact, they're apprehensible when difference of sex disqualifies or wrecks a pair who might collaborate upon a work which might be great. Let's trust that no such dismal fate shall overtake us all.
Shake.
Just so much tea.
I'm nothing
more. I'll write the book.
I'll write the book. So the two machines will start work on the operetta immediately. In just a few moments, we shall return with the second act of The Only Girl. Ladies, isn't it important for you to look your very best, always for him? Now, he may be your husband, your fiancé, or that someone you may meet next week, perhaps at a dance. Now, if your complexion has begun to look the least bit dry, lifeless, even a little coarse lately, showing perhaps a few tiny lines at the corners of your mouth and eyes, then you are faced with the first signs of middle-aged skin. That heartbreaking condition that adds years to even a young girl's appearance. Yes, you can be 25 years this side of middle-aged skin and still have it. So, if your complexion isn't all you'd like it to be for the summer, won't you try Palmolive soap? Thousands of beauty experts advise the regular daily use of Palmolive soap because Palmolive is made with that priceless beauty ingredient, olive oil, nature's finest aid to beauty. That's why Palmolive lather is really different, rich, soothing, penetrating. And that's why Palmolive gently cleanses the pores of dirt and cosmetics, helps soften, freshen, stimulate the skin.
Yes, and so Palmolive helps restore an attractive, natural color to your complexion. Now, won't you start using Palmolive soap tomorrow to help make your complexion lovelier, fresher, truly younger looking? And to all mothers listening, later on in this program, I'm going to tell you how you can get a wonderful new free gift for your children and yourself from Palmolive. Now back to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette and Charles Coleman, Metropolitan Opera star, in the second act of The Only Girl. 6 weeks have passed during which Kimbrough and Wilson, the two machines, have been hard at work on their operetta. The scene is the same as Act One, Kim's apartment. Wilson has composed a new song, both words and music this time, and she's singing it for Kim.
Oh, when in sweet raptures of love you enfold me, close, close to your heart, breathing your lips to mine.
Are not peppy enough. They're too sticky.
Oh, but you can't have an operetta without romance.
Wilson, what's wrong with you all of a sudden?
Oh, I'm tired, that's all. You're carrying this machine business too far. You'd have me kill the woman in me and make me just an it like you.
It?
Yes, he, she, it, you know.
An it? See, here, I resent that.
Well, what else are you?
Oh, I'm a man.
You admit it, then.
I glory in it as I do in my independence. Ye gods, I wouldn't take a chance on marrying the finest girl in the world. There's nothing in it.
Well, just the same, I'm going to try it.
Marriage?
Yes. I know a man who loves me, who idolizes me. He lives in Patterson.
Good heavens.
Yes, on a farm.
Oh, Lord.
I've known Gustav.
Gustav?
For... Now, see here, don't you call him Gustav. I don't like the way you say it.
Gustav!
Stop, I'm going home.
Here, don't let's quarrel. Wait, I've the germ of a great idea for the finale. We'll write a quarrel scene for the operetta. The lovers are lost in the wilderness.
Leave them there. I'm going home.
They're face to face with unknown peril.
I'm going home. It's just no good.
They've reached a crisis in their life. He tells her...
Good night.
He tells... Hi. She's gone. Come in. Fresh, funky old pals. Say, what's brought you here? I haven't seen you since...
No, I know. No one has seen us since. But we shook off our fetters to come and warn you.
Stories are going around.
What stories?
Now, don't try to act so innocent.
We saw the lady go running out of here as we came in.
Yes. She's a beautiful composer, Kim, but
all women are demons in disguise, lad. I married a frail bit of a thing. But when she's aroused, I'd sooner face a ravening beastie.
It's worse than death.
What? The black pit of matrimony.
Look at us.
Yes. Man, your wife is the jailer. And your ankle wears the ball and chain.
I know, boys. It's a life sentence. When you...
toss the ball and chain around your ankle, and the stony-hearted jailer is your wife. There's no virtue in repentance, you have got to serve the sentence, which is labor hard for life. You've a number and you bet your wife has got it. Any hope of a reprieve is all in vain. Matrimony is the crime for which they've got you doing time, while your ankle wears the ball and chain. For when you've got the ball and chain around your ankle, and the stony-hearted jailer is your wife, there's no virtue in repentance, you have got to serve the sentence, which is labor, heart, or life. You've a number and you bet your wife has got it. Any hope of a reprieve is all in vain. Matrimony is a crime for which they've got you doing time, while your ankle wears the ball and chain.
Now, the next time that singing siren from across the hall comes over here, you tell her that you're...
One moment, Bunky, old pal. Wait till I see who's at the door.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just came back from my music.
No, you aren't interrupting at all, miss. We're going. Now, Kim, don't forget about the clanking chain.
I won't forget, boys. You've given me an inspiration. So long.
So long.
So long. Wilson. Say, you're beautiful.
See here, if you're building up to a scene for that operetta now...
Wilson, let me look at you. Ah, yes, eyes and hair simply splendid. You know, I've the germ of a great idea.
For another finale?
No, for a wedding scene.
Wilson, I've known for some time there was something wrong with me.
So have I.
Wilson, I love you.
Kim, this is so sudden.
I'd hoped you'd say that, you darling. Tell me there's no Gustav.
No, Kim.
Good. Wilson, you're adorable. You're the only girl in the world. Tell me I'm the only one you care for.
Kim, can I cry a little now?
Darling.
Promise me, Lord, that we never shall fall. Here in your fond embrace, I found a resting place. Sweet, my own, your own, have my heart. You're the only one.
So Kim discovered that matrimony is justified if you found the only girl in the world. In just a few moments, our lovely star, Jessica Dragonette, will be back to tell you about next week's musical love story. Now, mothers, here's that wonderful new free gift I said I'd tell you about for your children and yourself from Palmolive. It's a grand new cutout book of the Dionne Quinns. It shows those five adorable little girls in natural color pictures, all ready to cut out and dress. And you know what fun the youngsters will have with four full pages of cutout costumes, dresses, coats, toys, and bonnets, 63 cutouts in all. And the cover is a reproduction of a beautiful oil painting in full color of the Dionne Quinns all ready for bed and saying goodnight to Dr. Dayfo. This cover was painted by the famous artist Andrew Loomis, and the picture is so lovely you want to frame it for yourself. Dr. Dapo, you remember, chose palm olive soap exclusively to bathe and help guard the tender skin of these precious little girls. And that, of course, is one of the many reasons why palm olive, the soap made with gentle olive and palm oils, should be your choice too, both for your children and to guard the loveliness of your own complexion. And now how to get this wonderful Beyond Cutout book. Here's all you need do. Just send the black band from Three Cakes of Palm Olive Soap with your name and address to Palm Olive, Jersey City, New Jersey. Your Beyond Cutout book will go forward to you promptly, postage prepaid. Surprise your children with this thrilling free gift. Send for it tomorrow. And now here's lovely Jessica Dragonette to tell you about next week's presentation in the Beauty Box Theater.
Thank you, Jean Paul King. Next week, we bring you a musical comedy with sparkling lines and enchanting melodies. The story of a modern Cinderella, the little Ninth Avenue Irish girl who made a Park Avenue debut, Irene. Do you remember? In my sweet little lilies blue gown, when I first wandered down into town, I was more proud and shy and I felt every eye. This is Jessica Dragonette bidding you all good night.
The Only Girl is presented tonight through special arrangement with Tams Whitmark Music Library. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.